வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. So, gradually, the history of Ajani, we have already narrated, he was inhabitant of Karnakoga. It is historical incident. It is not a fiction, manufactured, something, no. History is here. So, in the Vedic literature, there are everything is itihas, history. Just like the part you are talking of the milk ocean. The milk ocean is there in some part of the universe, top near Brahmaloka. So it is not fiction, it is itihas, means history. We do not know the universal history, we may know some history of our country or this planet, that's all. But there are millions and trillions of planets. So that history is recorded in the Vedic literature. There are different varieties of planets, there are different standards of comfort. It is stated in the Brahma Sangita that Jasaprabhapravato jagadandakoti. The Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence of Krishna's body, just like the effulgence of the sun god's body is the sunshine. We can very easily understand. This is a material thing. There is sun god. The sun god's name is Vivasyan. Everything is there. Imam Vivasyan Yogam Pratvanahamabhayam. Krishna says that I spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to Vivasyan. Vivasyan is the name of the person who is predominating in the sun globe. So we have to know from Krishna that sun globe is not vacant. When the king is there, the other things are also, the kingdom is also there. There is a planet with fire, just like this planet is earth predominant. And that planet is fire predominant. And there are five elements, earth, water, fire. Somewhere the water predominant, somewhere the fire predominant. Somewhere we can experience just like on its sea, yes, beach we go, we are standing where the earth is predominant, but just a few years after, the water is predominant. Whereas on the earth there are so many living entities, birds, beasts, human beings, why not in the water? What is wrong there? It is also one of the five elements. You cannot live in the water, that does not mean others cannot live. This is common sense. They have got different body. The fish you take out of the water, you die. And if you are put into the water, so long you can swim, otherwise you die. Therefore, in the Brahma Sangita, it is said that Jasaprabhapravavato jagadandakoti. And the effulgence, shining of Krishna's body, there are innumerable universes. Jagadanda, this onda, you are talking of that egg. Onda means egg. Egg-like. Jagadanda. yasya prabha jagadanda koti, and koti su vasudhadi vihuti bhinnam. And each universe, there are millions and trillions of planets, each one different from the other. Vibhuti bhinnam. Bhinnam means separate. As here earth is prominent, somewhere the fire is prominent, somewhere the air is prominent. But the whole thing is made of these five elements, earth, water, air, fire, etc. So why should you deny that fire, no living entity? You cannot live in the fire. You cannot live in the water. Does it mean others cannot? This is foolishness. This is foolishness. And Krishna says, imam vivasyate yogam pratvanahamayam. I spoke this philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, to Sun God. His name is also given, Vivasan. So, vivasyate mano. So either Krishna is talking lies, how Krishna spoke, unless he is a person living there. Everything is there. We cannot conjecture from here that because I cannot live in such atmosphere, therefore others cannot live. No. There are different varieties of living entities. 8,400,000 varieties. How many you have seen? Therefore, we have to take knowledge from the perfect source. Then we can understand. Tad-vijñānārthaṁ guru-meva avigacche. This is Vedic Indians. If you want to know perfectly everything, then you must go to the proper teacher. Then you will learn. And how you can imagine from here, a dwarf is trying to touch the moon. How is it possible? That is what the Vedic injunction is, in order to tad-vijñānārthaṁ, higher science. Vijñān means science. If you want to know higher science, not this science, simply filling up the belly, not this science, higher science, which is above the fulfilling the belly. That, for that purpose, you have to go to Guru. Guru means we who knows more than you. That is good. So who can know more than Krishna? Therefore we have to accept Krishna as Guru and learn from him. Then we will get perfect knowledge. And Krishna also says that tadvidhi, here Veda says tadvijñātvat, the real knowledge, transcendental knowledge, tat-sat, which is eternal. So again, Veda says tad-viddhi, tad-vijñānārthaṁ. And Krishna also says tad-viddhi. Try to understand this transcendental knowledge. Tad-viddhi pranipātino. Don't go to your guru to challenge him. I shall see how much my guru knows. Then it will be useless. Pranipātana. That Rupa Goswami, when he was in Vrindavan, he was known the most learned scholar. So one mundane scholar came and he approached Rupa Goswami and said, Sir, I want to talk with you on shastras. So Rupa Goswami said, why talking with me about shastras? Now you are well known, so well known about shastra, Vedic literature. So I want to test you. No? What is the purpose? Now if I can defeat you, then I will be now. All right. I am defeated. No, there is no question of talking. Because Rupa Goswami saw what is the use of talking with this rascal. He is for material name and fame. So what do you want? Now, if you think that you are less intelligent, then give me in writing. All right, I'm giving in writing. That this scholar has defeated me. Sikhism. But Jiva Goswami is nephew at the same time disciple. He was standing outside there. He said, "What is that?" "That your uncle has already given me in writing that he is defeated. Let me see." So he took the paper. So he said, "All right, let us talk now." So when he talked to Jiva Goswami, what is he studying? He became defeated. So sometimes, if somebody goes to challenge the real guru will say, "What is the use of talking with this nonsense? Better say that you know better than me." That's all. Go ahead. Upeksha. Upeksha, I mean neglect. Because he has no intention to learn. He has come to simply waste time. So a person like Rupa Goswami, why he waste time talking with the nonsense? No. Actually, teaching is for the student, not for outsiders. All these talks should be between the student, means who has surrendered that he is student. Otherwise, what is the use of wasting time? There is no use. Therefore, Krishna said that tadvidhi pranipatena. Pranipatena means fully surrendered. If you have still doubt to surrender, then don't waste time. Don't waste time. That is not the way. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasne. Sevaya. Guru has to be given service. That mutual work. That mutual work. Mutual work means menial servant. Whatever Guru will say, Guru says, "Just brush my shoes." "Yes, sir." You cannot think, "Oh, I am coming from such a respectable person, I am so much learned, and my Guru is asking me to brush my shoes." No, not really. No, then you are not deserved. Nature work, that is the training. So, pranipati, if you find out somebody where you can fully surrender, then accept Guru. Don't make Guru a fashion. Just like keep a dog, fashion, pet dog. The people, they generally do that. Everyone has a Guru, let me pick up some Guru who will be dancing dog. That kind of Guru will not help you. You must be convinced that here is a Guru where I can surrender. So then you can make prasna or question. Then the question will be answered. Otherwise, it is waste of time. That is not the Vedic system. Simply waste of time. And if there is really talk between one philosopher to another philosopher, just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great scholar, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can speak about scholars, see? So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but if one party is defeated, the defeated party must be disciple of the winning victorious party. But at the present moment, we go on talking for years together and nobody is defeated, nobody is going to be disciple, then what is the use of talking then? So this kind of things we not do. We have to follow the Vedic principle that either remain without Guru. And if you want to make a Guru, first of all, be convinced that he is fit to become my Guru. But generally people, they don't want transcendental knowledge. They want some material profit. So if the Guru can give him some gold, not all, then he accepting Guru or the God or something like that. So this way will not help us. So here, this Ajami was trained up, the son of a Brahmana. Dija, this very word is used. Karna Kunti Dija Pasti Dasit Dasipati Ajami. But unfortunately, he became the husband or keeper of a prostitute. Dasi Pati. Pati means husband. Or Pati means the chief. So Dasi Pati. Dasi Pati means, formally, if one is prostitute hunter, then the male servant, still in India, the lower class, the servant class, they become prostitute. First of all, no gentleman is prostitute hunter. But if he cannot make in the society an innocent girl a prostitute, there is no possibility in India. Still, because no respectable man's daughter will mix with any unknown young man. Still, so how he can become prostitute? There is no possibility. So, anyone wanted prostitute, that is his professional. The prostitute, even in Krishna's time, there were prostitutes. You have seen when Krishna came back from Hastinapur, many prostitute devotees went to receive him. So that means, in the Vedic society, prostitutes are allowed. Those who are not satisfied with one wife or legitimate wife, they can go to the prostitute. But they cannot intermingle in the society and spoil the society. So this rascal became a prostitute hunter, Dasipati. Therefore it is called Dasi. Dasi means Sudra. Sudra. Fourth class. The first class Brahmin, second class Kshatriya, third class Vaishya, and the Sudra, the fourth class, the servants, they are women. So he became a Dasipati. Ajamila. Namna by the name. And what was the result? Nashta Sadachara. Sadachara means behavior, gentleman's behavior. And Achara, Acharavan Purusha-deva. Acharadeva, one who teaches Achara, Sadachara, he is Acharya. Acharya means one who teaches Sadachara. This like in our society we teach no illicit sex. This is Sadachara. No gambling, no drinking or intoxication. This is Sadachara. Gentlemen have to become gentlemen. If one is prostitute hunter, drunkard, meat eater, gambler, he is not even a gentleman. What to speak of becoming a devotee and philosopher? Impossible. Those who are addicted to this bad habit, in their hundreds and thousands of lives, they will never be able to understand what is God. The door is locked for them. The nashta sadachara. As soon as you become illicit sex hunter, prostitute hunter, addicted, then you will lose your sadachara. All good behavior, finished. Nashta sadachara. Why? Dasya samsarga dusita. On account of association with the prostitute, one will lose all his good qualities. In this way, the next stage is, as soon as lost all sadhachar, then his profession Vikanki Banda Khai Kaita Vaishchajai Garhitang Vrittimasi. Banda Khai, just like it is very common thing nowadays, especially, that as soon as you find somebody solitary, yes, what you have got, give me, otherwise I'll kill you, he's lying. This is called bandakhai. Arrest somebody and take whatever he has got. This is called bandakhai. And koito vaichchitim, I shall give you this, I shall give you. There are so many cheating processes. Bandakhai koito chodjai. Chodjai means stealing. Chodjai gurita. All these are condemned things. Vrittimasrita, he became situated in this profession for earning his livelihood. Because he lost sanacha, he must be coming. He will find this. As soon as there is no sadacha, people will be addicted to all these means. Anyway, get money. Bandakhai koita vaishchai varhitam vrittimasrita. Why? Na bibhrat kutumbam. He is thinking that I have to maintain my family, my children. Anyway, I must get money. So bibhrat kutumbam. Kutumbam asuchi, unclean. This is unclean method. Asuchi, jātayam asuddhīva. And as soon as one takes all this professor, it means his business will be to give trouble to the all living entities. Jātayam asu dhīhna. Dhīhna means one who has accepted this material body. So, he will not hesitate to kill anyone, because he is practiced to give pains and misery to other living entities. And what to speak of killing animals under the tree, the animal has no soul. This rascaldom will go. So, the civilization is how to make human being elevated to the standard of becoming a Brahman or Dijo. And if one Dijo falls down by bad association, especially by prostitution, then he comes to this. This is Dajami's life. Thank you very much.